Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We thank you this evening, O Lord God, for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've been doing in this ministry, Emmanuel Prophetic Ministry. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for testimony. We thank you for daily testimony, O Lord God. We bless your name. Father, Lord God, as we go through your word, as we go through this deliverance section, O Lord God, sweet Holy Spirit, we pray, come and teach us your word. Come and give us more insight, more revelation, more understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, give us a clearance, give us a light to your word, O Lord God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the living Jesus. Once again, you are highly welcome. Amen. Today, I'm going to put some light. I'm going to, the topic before me, the subtitle before me, this moment is deliverance from spiritual husband and spiritual wife. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. This is some of the area where the children of God need a lot of deliverance. Amen. Because many people don't know and many people don't understand the effect and the gravity of spiritual husband and spiritual wife. Amen. But I'm going to take my Bible text from the book of Luke 1 verse 74 to 75. I read the word of God. Amen. That he would grant unto us that we bring deliverance out of the lands of our enemy, might serve him without fear. Amen. That we may serve God without fear. 75. In holiness and in righteousness before all days of our life. Amen. I love this Bible verse. Why the Bible is talking like this? Why God is talking like this? Why Jesus is talking like this? Why Luke is talking like this? Amen. But we got to understand some things. There are many things that will not make us serve God in comfort. There are many things that will make us to doubt God. And one of those things are spiritual husband and spiritual wife. What is spiritual husband? What is spiritual wife? Amen. I want to throw a little light on before I begin to process. Spiritual husband, spiritual wife, these are the entity. These are the personality. These are the personality that rape you against your will when you are sleeping. Amen. The Bible said, when man sleep, the enemy come to sow evil seed. These are personality that sow evil seed in your life. Praise the living Jesus. So tonight I'm going to speak. I'm going to throw light on it because many Christians are going through things, but they don't know why they are going through things. Many Christians are going through issues, but they don't know why they are going through issues. Praise the living Jesus. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. The word of God said that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of good head and strong mind. Amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of good head and strong mind. Amen. It's to tell you God did not give us the spirit of fear. So fear is a spirit. Spiritual husband exists. Spiritual wife exists. These are the spirits that come to sleep with you in the night. If you sleep in the night and you get some, and you are dreaming that somebody, a man, a woman, come to sleep with you, this is not a man or a woman. This is the same spirit from the pit of hell. This is the same spirit that transformed himself to woman. The Bible said that devil, the Satan, transformed himself to the angels of light. Amen. Hallelujah. So today, many people are going through many situations. They don't know what they are going through. Spiritual husband or spiritual wife, this is a spirit that is very jealous. As the Bible said in the book of Luke 1, 74 and 75, this is a spirit that will not allow you to serve God confidently. This is a spirit that will not allow you to serve God with determination. This is a spirit that will not allow you to serve God with holiness. This is a spirit that will not allow you to be delivered. Amen. Because it knows if you are delivered, a lot of people will be delivered. This is a spirit that will not allow you to possess your possession. This is a spirit of blockage. Amen. It's a spirit that block your inheritance. It's a spirit that block your husband. It's a spirit that block your wife. It's a spirit that block your children. This is a spirit that can give you no spank hand. It doesn't allow you to get pregnant. And if you mistakenly break the cycle and get pregnant, maybe God have too much hand, too much love upon you, and you mistakenly break the cycle and you get pregnant, this same spirit will stop you not to get married. And if you get married, this same spirit will stop you to live in perpetual poverty. Praise the living Jesus. Many Christians don't understand why they go through things in life. They don't understand why they have to go through what they are going through, because they have a little understanding about the word of God. They have a little understanding about God. The Bible said in the book of 3 John verse 2, it said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you shall prosper, that even as your soul prosper." So if your soul is not prospering, you can be born again. You can be born again before Abraham. You can be born again before in 19 Abraham. But if your soul is not prospering, you cannot possess your possession. You cannot possess the rightful thing that belongs to you. No wonder the Bible said in the book of Obadiah 1 verse 17, the word of God declared, it said upon the Mosiah of God that the children of Jacob shall possess the possession. It said upon the Mosiah of God there will be healing, there will be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess the possession. Why are you not possessing your possession? If you are still sleeping in the night and you discover that in the morning you wake up, you are wet. If you are discovered in the morning when you wake up, somebody came to rape you in the sleep. Somebody came to make love with you in the sleep. Be he man, be he woman. If you're a man, you always see a woman come and make love to you in the sleep. If you're a woman, you always see a man come and make love with you in the sleep. These are spiritual husband. This identity, this personality that have to be dealt with the word of God. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. This identity that has come into your life, maybe through the water, through the sea, through the land, or through maybe through ancestral spirit in your father house or in your mother house. We are living in the time where Christian has to wake up. Praise the living Jesus. So I'm throwing this as a wake up call. If you are still living from paycheck to paycheck, if you are still struggling with your finance, if you are still struggling with things, because as a child of God, you don't supposed to struggle. The word of God says, "You shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass." The Bible said that the expectation of the righteous one will not be cut off. The word of God said that your expectation, what are you expecting? What are you believing God? But the Bible said that the devil, the Satan, is the accuser of our brethren. So when this spiritual husband or spiritual wife come to make love to you in the dream and you perpetually enjoy it, I use the word, when the spiritual husband or spiritual wife come and sleep to you, come and rape you in the dream, because it's against your way. The word of God said, when man sleep, that the enemy come and sow evil seed. So each time you see the spiritual husband or wife see blessing coming for you, it will come on your way. It will come and sleep with you, and so that it can use that to accuse you, to deny you from your birthright. But tonight, this minute, I thank God for this minute of deliverance. Every satanic seed that God did not plant in your life, I pray right now that God will begin to uproot every satanic seed that is not planted in your life. Because word of God said, whatever we decree on earth shall come to pass. Praise the living Jesus. I came to tell you this moment that God has been waiting for you. God has been waiting for you to have a divine clear, a divine understanding concerning this spiritual husband. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 3:5-6, it said, "I lay down and I sleep. Yes, yet I wake up. I wake up safely, for the Lord was watching over me." Verse 6, "I am not afraid of 10,000 enemies, amen, who surround me every side." Praise the living Jesus. Why is somebody saying this? Because their enemy, their identity that is surrounding you, and if you don't make some declaration, if you don't take your stand, that's why the Bible said, from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffer violence. It's only the violent one that take it by force. Let me pause for a while so you can understand the gravity of what I'm talking about. You see, spiritual husband or spiritual wife, most of the time they walk with the spirit of witchcraft. The witchcraft family, the witchcraft in your father's house or in your mother's house. I don't care your nationality, whether you are black or whether you are white, whether you are red, but there's one thing that is certain. Devil and his mother-in-law always has way to track people, and one of the things they use is spiritual husband and spiritual wife. Praise the name of Jesus. They will transform themselves like a woman. So when you are sleeping in the night, they will come to you and they will sleep with you so that they can block you. But if you are still enjoying that woman, you cannot break through. The only way for you to break that cycle or to break that spiritual wife or spiritual husband is for you to go into some deliverance prayer and break every covenant that you are making, every wedding ring, every wedding document, everything that has attached you, or whatever your mother or your father or your grandfather has brought that has attached you to that spiritual wife, or whatever that has given him access into your life. The word of God says, he that break the egg of a serpent, the serpent will bite him. So it doesn't matter if you are a born again Christian, and many born again, as I tell you, many born again Christians suffer this thing. Oh my God, I pray this moment that God begin to give you divine understanding. I just want to pause a little bit so I can take time to explain what I'm trying to tell you. Because I'm just hungry in my spirit when I see people going through things. When I hear things like this, it break my spirit and it make me to bleed in my spirit. But what I'm trying to say is this. Let me just pause and let you get to understand. You see, you got to get a deliverance from spiritual husband or spiritual wife. Amen. If you want to enjoy your Christian life, you got to check yourself. You got to make a kind of, you got to check your life and check your dream life. Amen. I spoke to many people. Some people don't even have a dream life. Some people don't even dream. Some people don't even remember what they dream. Some people even make love, have sex in the dream. And that is the worst part of it. If you are still making love in a dream, if you are still having sex in a dream, that is very dangerous. Because the enemy is using you against your will. And you are making a lot of spiritual children in their kingdom, in the satanic kingdom or in the marine kingdom. You have children that you don't even know. So you are sleeping with that man and sleeping with that woman, making kids in the other world. And any time a man or a woman pick interest on you, this spiritual husband or spiritual wife will transform himself and enter through people and begin to say things that you did not do, and begin to sow satanic seed in the heart of these people that pick interest in you. That's why you cannot get married. Amen. You cannot get married. And most of the thing is this. Even when you get married, you cannot have children. Praise the living God. Because this spiritual husband, spiritual wife, it will delay you perpetually. That when you get married, it can even enter your husband because he's very jealous and weaken his sperm. Amen. Things don't just happen. Don't think that. Nothing just happen. Everything we are going through in life happen for a reason. It's time for us to begin to have a spiritual checkup on our spiritual life. It's time for us to begin to take the word of God and begin to take the fight to the camp of the enemy, because God has given you authority. That's why the enemy cannot come to you physical, but they come to you spiritually. Praise the living Jesus. When you are sleeping, they will come to you, they will rape you, and they will sow evil seed in you. So you begin to live the life you're supposed to live on earth. You begin to live the life of comfort in the water. Your riches, your blessing, your marriage, your breakthrough, everything is in their spiritual war. Praise the living, because most of the time, this spirit walk with marine spirits. Amen. This spirit walk with marine spirits. You find yourself, you like to dread clean. You like, these are water spirit. These are spirits from the pit of hell. These are spirits that get their origin from the water, and they are very, very very, very, very generous. Praise the living Jesus. That's why you have temper problem. Amen. That's why you have temper problem. So there's a lot of things that is going on in your life. And most of the time, you see yourself swimming in the water. Most of the time, you see yourself hating men for no reason. Most of the time, you see yourself hating women for no reason. Most of the time, you see yourself dreaming assassin, like somebody want to kill you. Amen. All these are all these are signs of spiritual husband. Amen. Most of the time you dream you are getting married in a dream. Amen. Most of the time you dream you are dancing in a dream. Amen. You are hugging in a dream. Amen. You are having sex in a dream. Praise the living Jesus. These are most of the things that will show that you have this sign. Because sometimes you don't sleep with them in the dream. I was hearing about the testimony. There was a lady in I think in one of our churches those days. The lady said she don't sleep with her spiritual husband in the night. She sleep with her spiritual husband in the daytime. She will just notice that she's there. The next thing, she's making love. People are there, but they will not see the man. The next thing, she discharged. These are satanic identity. These are satanic being. Amen. That cause marital stress. Amen. You marry, you cannot enjoy your marriage. Every time you and your couple, you and your husband, you and your wife, always has quarrel. Always have misunderstanding. These are spiritual husband that cause all this kind of calamity. Amen. In your marriage life. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. It gives you sexual error. Sometimes you love seducing men. Amen. Sometimes you love, seducing women. These are spiritual husband and spiritual wife that is doing all this. So if you have all this thing I'm counting, this means you are suffering from spiritual husband or spiritual wife. If you are a man, that means you are suffering from spiritual wife. If you are a woman, that means you are suffering from spiritual husband. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. You see yourself in a dream in the water. In the water, you are bathing in a bathroom. You are swimming. You see yourself naked in a dream. Amen. All these are signs of spiritual husband and spiritual wife. Amen. But I know tonight, I know because you are hearing my voice, I know because you are under the sound of my voice, that the Lord is going to heal you and the Lord is going to deliver you. I'm just trying to throw some light before I lead us into some strategic warfare. Amen. So that you can be a blessing to somebody. So that when you are delivered, you can deliver your husband, you can deliver your wife. Amen. For no reason, you are having misunderstanding, misconception, things that are supposed to bring argument, begin to bring argument when you marry. These are signs of spiritual husband and spiritual wife. If they miss you, if you mistakenly get married, they will not allow you to enjoy your marriage. And if you are not married, they will allow you to have kids before you get married. They always put a mark on you. Amen. They always put a mark on you as their own. So many people are walking today in the street. They have the mark of the enemy. Amen. They have the mark of the enemy. So when people see you as a woman, they don't see you as a woman. They don't see you as beautiful. They see you as a man. When people see you as a man, they see you as a woman. So the wrong things begin to happen in the wrong perspective in your life. These are signs of spiritual wife and spiritual husband. You have got to the age of getting settled down. You can't settle down. Your wife is living somewhere. You are living somewhere. You are getting to the point of living your life as a responsible man or responsible woman. You still struggle. You still struggle in a lot of things. There's some certain age you get to, you don't supposed to struggle in life. There's some certain level you get to in life, you don't supposed to struggle. Amen. So if you are still struggling, amen, and when you're supposed to marry, you're not married, All these are not a good sign. Always a sign that the enemy is at work. Spiritual husband, spiritual wife doesn't play. They put a spirit of jealousy in you. When they put the kind of spirit in you, when you gather, you yourself will scatter. Amen. These are spiritual husband. When you gather, you yourself will scatter. You can't live up to the standard of your mate. You always live below. You can't live like a head. You live like a tail. You walk like an elephant. You eat like a ham. Amen. All these are signs of spiritual husband. But today, I know the God of Israel. I know the God that creates heaven and earth is going to deliver you. Having wrong discussion with people, these are the work of spiritual husband. They don't want you to get focused. They don't want you to get focused. They don't want you to realize your vision, your dream. Getting pregnant in the dream, these are spiritual husband. These are the work of spiritual husband. Your breast is feeding baby. You are feeding baby in the dream. These are the work of spiritual husband. Amen. But this moment, I thank God for this wonderful moment that we are having with the Holy Spirit. As you are hearing my voice, I know God is going to deliver you. And I pray tonight that the Almighty God, in His infinite love, in His power, because you are hearing my voice tonight, I know God is going to deliver you. I know God is going to set you free tonight. That's why we are going to make some declaration. The Word of God said that your mouth is being filled with life and death. The Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17, the Bible said, you are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. You are a city in the high hill that not to be hidden. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to cry to God tonight. You are going to lift up your voice. You are going to pray tonight that you begin to break every yoke of spiritual husband in your life. Every yoke of spiritual husband, you begin to come against it in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, by fire, we begin to break every yoke of spiritual husband in our life, oh Lord God. Every spiritual husband, every spiritual wife, oh Lord God, we begin to break their yoke, oh Lord God. We begin to destroy their plan in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break every yoke of spiritual husband. We destroy their plan. We paralyze their plan in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, you are going to cry to God again. We are going to divorce them. Begin, as you are praying this prayer, begin to clap your hand. Amen. Begin to clap your hand. The Bible said, begin to clap your hand. Begin to hit your feet on the floor. Because the Word of God said, right from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And it's only the violent one that take it by force. Right now, begin to clap your hand. Because you are going to divorce this spiritual wife. You are going to divorce this spiritual husband. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we begin to declare divorce. We divorce the spiritual husband. We divorce spiritual wife, oh Lord God. Lift up your voice and begin to declare, Father, I divorce. I declare divorce. The Word of God, so whatever you bind on earth, so it is in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth, so it is. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel everything. We cancel divorce. We bind. We begin to divorce. You spiritual wife, we divorce you by fire. You spiritual husband, we divorce you in the name of Jesus. We divorce, we divorce, we declare divorce in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was praying with a lady one day, and she told me she normally makes love in a dream. And she began to pray this kind of prayer. She said she went to bed. When she dreamed, she saw the spiritual husband. And she herself was invited. She said, come now. She said, you spiritual husband, come. The man said, I cannot come because there is fire around you. You are going to cry to God. In the name of Jesus, I build an edge of fire around me. In the name of Jesus, I begin to build an edge of fire. In the name of Jesus, I separate myself from every spiritual husband. By fire. Oh Lord God, I begin to separate myself from every spiritual husband, from every spiritual wife. Lift up your voice wherever you are right now. Begin to declare. The Bible says you are going to declare thee and it shall come to pass. I divorce, I break, I divorce myself from every spiritual husband, from every spiritual wife, in the name of Jesus, I put a separation. Oh Lord God, I put a separation of fire between me and this man, between me and this woman, in the name of Jesus. Daddy God, I put a separation between me and this one, in the name of Jesus. Begin to separate yourself, begin to separate yourself, begin to separate yourself, begin to separate yourself, begin to divorce from this marriage, divorce spiritual husband, divorce spiritual wife, in the name of Jesus. As you are praying, begin to hit your hand, begin to clap, begin to clap, begin to clap, begin to pound their head, begin to pound their head, begin to pound their head, in the name of Jesus. With divorce spiritual husband, with divorce spiritual wife, oh Lord God, oh Lord God, you are the God that answers by fire. Let the fire of God begin to surround you. Let the fire of God begin to surround me, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Begin to divorce, begin to divorce, begin to divorce, you begin to divorce, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to cry to God right now that every covenant, every covenant, every covenant, I break every covenant of anger with a spiritual husband or spiritual wife, in the name of Jesus. That the Lord God will begin to break every covenant we have entered with a spiritual husband or spiritual wife. Oh Lord God, begin to break by fire. Lift up your voice and begin to cry. We break every covenant. Every covenant will begin to break. Be broken by fire. We break every covenant we have entered with a spiritual wife, with a spiritual husband. Father, we begin to break in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command, let that wedding ring begin to catch fire. We begin to command, let the wedding ring begin to catch fire. Let the wedding garment begin to catch fire, in the name of Jesus. Whatever I have with this spiritual wife, with this spiritual wife, oh Lord God, I begin to burn them by fire. Every property of this spiritual man, of this spiritual woman, oh Lord God, begin to burn by fire. Every sperm, every blood covenant, every sperm covenant that we have signed, every water covenant that we have signed, oh Lord God, I begin to cancel every covenant with this spiritual wife or with spiritual husband. I cancel by fire. We cancel by fire. We destroy by fire. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, begin to destroy, begin to destroy, begin to destroy, begin to engage the fire of God. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. Let the fire of God begin to burn every ring, every garment, every wedding ring, every wedding picture, every wedding ring, every wedding picture that you have done knowingly in the sea, in the sea, in your sleep. Let the word of God begin to destroy. Let the fire of God begin to destroy. Father Lord God, we destroy by fire. Father Lord God, we destroy by fire. As you are praying this prayer, I want you to feel the holy hunger. Begin to clap your hand. Begin to move your feet. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let every ring begin to consume by fire. We destroy every ring by fire. We destroy every ring by fire. In the name of Jesus, every covenant with marine spirit, every covenant with water spirit, oh Lord God, every covenant my father, my mother has entered, oh Lord God, I separate myself with the blood of Jesus. Begin to engage the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, that's better than the blood of Abel. Every covenant that my father, my mother has entered with marine spirit, I separate myself in the name of Jesus. And whatever covenant my forefathers has entered with marine spirit, I begin to separate myself in the name of Jesus. I separate myself from every covenant that I don't know, but the one I know, I begin to separate myself on no covenant, on no covenant, no covenant, oh Lord God. The one I know, the one I don't know, that I separate myself in the name of Jesus. By fire, by fire, I begin to separate, I begin to separate, I begin to separate, I begin to separate, in the name of Jesus. I separate myself by fire. You, Lord God, begin to separate yourself in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to send thunder of fire right now. You are going to send thunder fire in the name of Jesus. You are going to send thunder fire to begin to kill every spiritual children in the name of Jesus. Let the thunder of fire begin to burn every spiritual children. Begin to kill them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every spiritual children that they are making claim, they are making claim against you, that make man not to look at you, that make woman not to look at you, that make you not to get married, begin to cancel right now. Let the thunder of fire begin to tear, begin to strike every spiritual children, in the name of Jesus, your spiritual children, I command you to die by fire, 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 die by fire. In the name of Jesus, we command spiritual children to die. We command children to die. In the name of Jesus, we begin to decree, Father Lord God, you say we shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. We begin to decree, let every spiritual children, let them begin to die by thunder. We command the thunder of God to begin to strike them right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we disown that, we disown, we disown every spiritual children in the sea, in the land, in the desert. We begin to disown them by fire. In the name of Jesus, we disown spiritual children right now by fire. In the name of Jesus, we disown them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You are going to cry to God right now. You are going to withdraw your spirit. You are going to withdraw your blood from any part, that has been deposited in the altar. In the altar, Father Lord God, we begin to withdraw our blood, we begin to withdraw our spirit from any altar, from every marine altar, from every spiritual wife altar, from every spiritual wife altar. We begin to withdraw our blood right now, Father, by fire, by fire, by fire, Holy Ghost fire. We begin to withdraw our blood right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we withdraw our blood from every altar, from every marine altar. We withdraw our blood right now, we withdraw our name right now. In the name of Jesus, we begin to withdraw our name. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God begin to withdraw our name, begin to withdraw our blood. Holy Spirit of God, where we cannot go, the word of God said that the Spirit of God is going to intercede for us. Holy Spirit of God, we call you in your mighty power. Begin to go under the water, under the sea, in the desert, in the forest. Begin to withdraw our name, begin to withdraw our blood, begin to withdraw our spirit. Oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we withdraw by fire. The word of God said, we shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to cry to God again. You are going to pray this with the holy anger. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I restore. I return, I destroy every covenant of poverty in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of poverty that have involved knowingly or unknowingly with spiritual wife, with spiritual husband, I begin to destroy right now. I destroy every covenant of poverty in the name of Jesus. I break every yoke of poverty, every covenant of poverty, every covenant of lack, every covenant of lack, every covenant of not living sufficient, oh Lord God. I begin to break it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I return to you. I return to me. Every property belongs to me. Return back my possession. The Bible said, the book of Obadiah 1 verse 17, it said, the house of Jacob, upon the mercy of God, there will be healing, there will be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess the possession. I possess everything that belongs to me right now, in the name of Jesus. I possess my marriage. I possess my joy. I possess my happiness. I possess my strength. I possess my joy. In the name of Jesus, begin to possess everything that belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, let there be separation between you and the spiritual husband. Let there be separation between you and the spiritual wife. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray violent prayer. We destroy, we destroy, we destroy, we destroy every feeling between me and the spiritual wife, between me and the spiritual husband. We begin to destroy by fire. In the name of Jesus, 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 in Jesus' name I pray. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Still begin to clap your hand. Clap your hand like you never clapped it before. In the name of Jesus. Begin to give it to the enemy heart. Begin to hit them very hard. Begin to hit them very hard. In the name of Jesus. Begin to call the name of Jesus. The word of God said, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every limb under the earth, under the earth in heaven shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Begin to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is a strong power where the righteous run to and they are saved. You are going to cry to God, oh God of Israel, oh God of Meshach and Abednego, oh God that answer by fire, oh God that never fear, oh God that create heaven and earth. I call upon you this moment, oh make me a vehicle of deliverance in the name of Jesus. That they make me a vehicle of deliverance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Make me a vehicle of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Make me a vehicle of deliverance, oh Lord God. Make me a vehicle of deliverance in the name of Jesus. That they deliver me by fire, that they deliver me by fire in the name of Jesus. Make me too hot for the enemy to handle, make me too hot for spiritual wife to rape, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Make me too hot for spiritual husband to rape right now. I break every yoke of rape, I come against every rape, every rape, every spiritual rape. I begin to cancel by fire, because the word of God said in the book of John 10:10, it said the thief come to steal and to destroy, oh Lord God. You said, but you come to give life, you come to give life in abundance. I stand upon the word of God and I begin to destroy every thief that want to steal my life, that want to steal my marriage, that want to steal my blessing, that want to steal my job. Oh Lord God, begin to make me a vehicle of deliverance. Make me, oh Lord God, a vehicle of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to cry to God, oh God of Israel, make me a vehicle of deliverance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, make me a vehicle of deliverance, oh God of Israel, make me a vehicle of deliverance in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cry to God, cry to God, cry to God. See, begin to tap your hand, hit your hand, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name we pray. You are going to invoke the fire of God right now. We are going to invoke the fire of God right now. Let the fire of God begin to burn every altar, every altar where they declare you marriage into this marine spirit or marine wife or marine husband. Father, Lord God, we command the altar to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar where we declare, where they declare this evil marriage, oh Lord God, oh Lord God, let such altar begin to catch fire. Let such altar begin to catch fire in the name of Jesus. We declare, let such altar catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we begin to declare, let such altar begin to catch fire. Every altar where they declare you marry, where they declare you marry to marine spirit, let such altar begin to catch fire in the name of Jesus. We command it, let such altar begin to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Let such altar begin to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Let such altar begin to catch fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to cry to God again. You are going to cry to God. You are going to lift up your voice and begin to cry to God. Don't be weller. Don't be weller. The word of God said pray. The word of God said pray. It said right from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffer violence. Oh Lord God, you are going to cry to God. Let the judgment of God, let the judgment of God, as a good judgment against every water spirit, I decree judgment against every water spirit. I decree judgment. I begin to break every chain in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, begin to execute judgment concerning marine spirit, concerning spiritual husband, concerning spiritual wife. We begin to execute judgment concerning every water spirit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we execute judgment. I execute judgment right now in the name of Jesus. Let the judgment of God begin to come. Say, oh, you marine spirit, you water spirit, you spiritual wife, you spiritual husband, the blood of Jesus is against you right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. The name of Jesus is against you right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against you by fire. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you, marine spirit, you water spirit. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, begin to declare. Begin to declare. Begin to decree, begin to decree, begin to decree, begin to decree, begin to decree in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We come against every marine spirit altar. We cancel by fire, we cancel by fire, oh Lord God, Let the fire of God begin to destroy. Let the fire of God begin to destroy. Lika santa kabo hiko shkata. Lika santo kulaka hika baba basintaka. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God begin to destroy. Imaka santa. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah 49, verse 24-25. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah 49, in the book of Isaiah 49, verse 24-25, he said, shall the plague be taken from the mighty, or the captive of the righteous be delivered? He said, but says the Lord, even the captain of the mighty shall be delivered. Hallelujah. He said, even the captain of the mighty shall be delivered, and the plot will be delivered, and the plot will be delivered. He said, I will contend with them that contend with you. Hallelujah. I will feed them with their blood. I will feed them with their flesh. The Bible says, even can the lawful captain be taken? In verse 24, Isaiah 49, verse 24. They ask a question. It said, can the plow be taken from the hand of the mighty? He said, even the hand of the mighty can be taken, because every satanic arrangement, every satanic covenant that you have really entered into, he said, God has power to deliver you, and God is going to contend with them that contend with you. You are going to lift up your voice right now. You are going to say, Father, contend with them that contend with me, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord God begin to contend, according to your word, in the book of Isaiah 49, verse 24, 25-26, oh Lord God, he said, can the captain of the mighty should deliver? He said, even the captain of the mighty, even the captain of the mighty shall be delivered. Oh Lord God, God is strong in battle, is a mighty man in battle. Begin to decree, say, Father, deliver me. Father, deliver me in the name of Jesus. That they begin to deliver me. Father, begin to deliver me. Father, begin to deliver me from every ancestral spirit. Father, begin to deliver me from every water spirit. Father, begin to deliver me from every spiritual husband in the name of Jesus. Let your voice begin to crack. Let your voice begin to roll like that of thunder in the name of Jesus. That God should deliver you in the name of Jesus. That they deliver your people. That they deliver your children. Oh Lord God, put your hand upon your head. Begin to cry for divine deliverance. For divine deliverance, self-deliverance. Oh Lord God, the word of God is a strong power. The name of the Lord is a strong power that the righteous run to, and they are saved. Father, deliver your people. Father, deliver your children. In the name of Jesus, Father, begin to contend with them that contend with your children. Oh Lord God, contend with them that contend with your children. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, contend with them that contend with your children. You are going to pray this prayer. You are going to cry. Say, devil, my body is the temple of God. You cannot touch me. The word of God said that from henceforth, let no man trouble me, because I bear the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I said before, the enemy always put mark upon you. You are going to cry to God that every satanic mark, let them begin to lose their grip. Let them begin to lose their hold by fire. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord God, we declare, let every mark from the enemy, let every mark, let every mark, let every satanic mark, let every mark that is spiritual wife, that is spiritual husband, that has put upon us, that make man not to look at you, that make woman not to look at you, that make you to live in perpetual bondage, that make you to keep quarreling, that make you to have a big heart, that make you to have a temper problem, let the blood of Jesus begin to set you free. Let the blood of Jesus begin to cleanse every mark. Father, Lord God, we cleanse every satanic mark in the life of your people right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord God, we begin to clean every satanic mark, because the Bible said, from henceforth, let no man trouble me, because we bear the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said that we are the temple of God. The word of God said in the book of 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, it said, we are the temple of God. That's why from henceforth, let no man trouble me. No man will trouble me. No spiritual wife will trouble me. No identity will trouble me. No personality will trouble me. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we overrule their plan. We cancel their plan. We destroy their plan. We blood, with the fire of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord God will begin to consume the blood, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every plot of the enemy, we cancel, every satanic mark will begin to consume with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we stand upon the blood, we begin to cancel, we begin to cancel, we come against you, spiritual wife, we come against you, spiritual husband, we are not your candidate, we are not your candidate, we are not the candidate, we are not your candidate, our body is the temple of God, my body is the temple of God, in the name of Jesus, I am a child of God, I am a child of God, I confess Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, I declare in the name of Jesus, my word, my word, my word, my word, my word is the word of God, I build the age of protection, in the name of Jesus, I command the age of protection, I command the age of fire around me, in the name of Jesus, around my household, around my family, around my children, around my children's children, in the name of Jesus, I am free from every covenant, knowingly, unknowingly, I am free, because who? The Lord told me that I am free, because the Bible said, the Bible made me to understand, he that the Son of Man is set free, is free indeed, I am free from every obstacle, from every delay, from every limitation, from every shame, from every problem, from every poverty, from every yoke of stagnant, I am free in the name of Jesus, because this is the victory that overcome the world. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you were said in the book of 3 John 3, you said, above all things, you which I shall prosper, I infect my prosperity right now. No hand can stand against my prosperity. Every evil hand wither and die. Every evil hand wither and dry. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I begin to speak upon your life as a prophet. I begin to prophesy upon your hand, your life right now. In the name of Jesus, my Bible said, I shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. The word of God said in the book of Luke 4, verse 18, it said, God has anointed me to preach the good news, to set the captive free, to bring healing, to bring deliverance. As many that are going to hear my voice, as many that are hearing my voice right now, I begin to prophesy, I begin to decree right now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to break every cycle of spiritual husband, I begin to break every cycle of spiritual wife, I declare you free right now, I declare you loose right now, in the name of Jesus, because the word of God said, in the book of Obadiah 1 verse 17, it said, upon the mercy of God, upon the mercy of God, there will be healing, there will be deliverance, and the children of Jacob shall possess the possession. From henceforth, you are going to possess your possession. From henceforth, you are not going to know shame. From glory to glory, from strength to strength, you are going to grow. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you under his tabernacle. I hide you, because the Bible said in Psalm 91, it said, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. I hide you under the shadow of the Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I decree, let the God that had Meshach Abednego, let the God that had Shadrach, Meshach Abednego, let it begin to hear your prayer right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I soak you with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cover you under the tabernacle of God. No weapon from against you shall prosper. What we ban, remain banned. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I stand upon the word of God. In the book of Isaiah 59 verse 19, the Bible said, when the enemy will come like a mighty flood, God himself is going to lift us, stand against him. Every forces, every power, every demon that want to come against this prayer, that want to come against your deliverance, I decree, let God himself begin to lift, stand against them. I come against every counterattack in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I soak you with the blood of Jesus. I soak you with the blood of Jesus. I soak you with the blood of Jesus. To this moment, you are free in the name of Jesus. You are free in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare. Begin to declare. Say, I am free in the name of Jesus. I am free from marriage spirit. I am free from spiritual husband. I am free from spiritual wife. I am free in the name of Jesus. You are free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are free. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. This is Pastor Roland Emmanuel. I thank God for your life. I thank God for this ministry, Emmanuel Prophetic Ministry. God bless you. Please invite people. Tell them what God is doing in this ministry. From daily basis to daily basis, we are full of testimony. God bless you. You can reach us. You can send out email in Emmanuel Prophetic Ministry. If you have questions, if you want to grow more in the things of God, or you want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to grow more by knowing the things of God, or you want to continue this deliverance. Deliverance is a life journey. Don't forget that. Deliverance is a life journey. God bless you. Till I come your way again, till I come your way, may the blood of Jesus keep you, protect you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this moment. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I keep you in the hand of God. I hide you in the hand of God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Chain has been broken. You've been free. Believe that you have been free. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.